Welcome to Talks from the Bible. But he that prophesieth speaketh unto men to edification and exhortation and comfort. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself, but he that prophesieth edifieth the church. I would that ye all spake with tongues, but rather that ye prophesied. For greater is he that prophesieth than he that speaketh with tongues, except he interpret, that the church may receive edifying. 1 Corinthians 14:3-5. The gift of prophecy and divers kinds of tongues were gifts given by the Spirit of God to various members of the church before the completion of Scripture. 1 Corinthians 12:10. These gifts were to be used in harmony with one another so that the church in her coming together would be edified. Within the church today, these gifts are no longer available because the Word of God has been completely delivered and the word of prophecy no longer has to be confirmed. How shall we escape so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. Hebrews 2:3-4. The church assembles or comes together in one place so that we might be edified. When the Apostle Paul assembled with the church at Troas on the first day of the week, he preached unto them. Acts 27. Preaching in the assembly of the saints is done each first day of the week to reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. 2 Timothy 4:2. While we all need reproof and rebuke from time to time, we all need to be exhorted to greater faithfulness and service in the Lord's kingdom. When prophesying is done in this manner, we remain on the straight and narrow way that leads to life. Matthew 7:14. All of the saints coming together in one place give strength and encouragement to each other. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. Hebrews 10:25. A day of distress was coming for these first century Christians that demanded exhortation to faithfulness in the midst of trial. We face today constant crises in our lives whereby we need encouragement to remain faithful to God. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Revelation 2:10. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.